This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ.
So when you were a kid, like, did you ever want to have like a big white wedding?
I actually have only gone to one wedding as a kid, so okay. I wasn't exposed to weddings, really. Not a lot of people in the family got married when I was a kid, so I didn't really know what weddings were that much. Like, maybe I saw them in movies, but it wasn't something that I ever really thought of.
And it wasn't, so even when you see it in movies, like, it wasn't something you ever was like, I can't wait to get married one day and have my man. Like, it wasn't a thing.
Nah. For you. I mean, I was a kid. I was like,
I wonder if kids
so preoccupied with ballet, and I was so preoccupied with just like dance and like friends and maybe like a crush that I had or something. But I wasn't thinking like big shit like that, you know?
Crush?
Yeah. Like, if I had a crush in kindergarten.
Alex?
What?
Alex? That was his name, right? Your childhood crush, Alex?
No.
Or was it Chris?
No.
Yeah, I think it was Alex.
No, that was like way. That was like when I was like 14.
What age was your first crush ever that you remember? Do you remember your first crush?
I mean, I remember my middle school crush, the one with the letter story. Remember
how
like
I
gave him the letter and then I ran away, but then I like watched him open it and then we made eye contact. that's like definitely a crush I remember.
Okay.
But then I also had a crush before that, was when I was in kindergarten, for sure. And it was like a redhead guy and I don't know, random.
Redhead Romanian guy.
Random. But yeah, I just didn't really think about like being a bride or like getting married. It just wasn't really something that I thought about.
Yeah.
And then getting it when I was like in like 8th grade and high school, I kind of thought about like, I really wonder who I'm going to end up being with.
I always thought about that.
I always just wondered who I'm going to end up with, like who is going to end up being, you know, my husband. So I did envision myself being married for sure.
I always thought about like, where is my person right now? Like, what is she doing? Like, what country is she in? How old is she? That's so crazy. I used to always think about that.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because I knew she was out there.
Yeah. I mean.
But I just didn't know she was in Romania the whole time.
I mean, not the whole time. Because that was also in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. In Toronto. Yeah, I guess so.
In Toronto. So I was in the six.
Yeah. For some reason, people from Toronto think that it's I'm not gonna throw shit.
Yeah, what are you gonna say? Like,
no, Toronto is a cool city. I want to go there.
We should go. We should go. So you would say that you've thought about getting married for, like since you were a kid?
No, I never thought about getting married necessarily. I always thought about where is my person? Who am I gonna end up with? Pretty much the same question.
Did you ever think, I don't know if I want to get married?
No, I always knew I wanted to get married, and I always knew that I wanted to have a family. I always knew that I wanted to be a dad, and I knew that I was going to be the best dad in the world.
Okay.
And we don't know that yet because we don't have kids yet. So I don't know if that's actually going to happen. Yeah. But I think it will.
It's going to be so crazy.
I think I'm going to be a pretty good dad.
When we're going to have our kid and we're going to be recording the podcast.
I know. That's going to be crazy. I'm going to have my kid right here on my lap.
Do
you want to say something?
But then if they start crying and shit, you gotta be like,
oh, no, sorry, our guys. Kids, I wanna have a kid that doesn't cry a lot.
I don't think you get to decide.
I don't get to decide, right?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think, fast forward when we were deciding to get married, which also, if you don't know, we have a whole episode where it's called Are We Married? And we ended up basically, it was 2 years after we got married that we
Your memory is crazy right now.
Yeah. Sorry.
You remember the title? What number episode was that? Can you remember?
I don't know.
Okay.
But all I know is that's basically the episode where we ended up we kind of talked about, marriage as a whole, what we think about it, how we feel about it.
Sure did.
And then we revealed at the end that we've actually been married for 2 years.
People were so shook.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, what?
We just wanted to keep it for ourselves, honestly. And it was just I don't know.
Watch somebody here was like, wait, y'all married?
And so many people have so much to say about, people are very opinionated about marriage.
That's
people
fine.
Are very opinionated about how we did it because we ended up, we didn't really do anything.
Opinionated in what way? In a bad way? Because I haven't seen a lot of bad.
No, not bad. But also, people ask questions that even if they don't mean to, it makes me feel some type of way. When people are like, oh, you guys don't have rings. Oh, you guys didn't do a wedding. Oh, you guys didn't.
Why do you feel that makes you feel the type of way? Because people ask me that all the time and I'm just like, no.
I think maybe it's because woman is the wedding is so focused on the bride that then it's I didn't get my moment, but I really don't care about any of that stuff.
Why do you feel like you don't care about that stuff necessarily?
To me, this is about both of us, and this is truly about what happens between us, and I don't care for people to see it. I don't care for people to witness it. I don't care to throw a whole thing to show this happening. And I don't need to celebrate my love for you and your love for me with other people. I want to celebrate it with just you and with just me.